And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best girl I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever let go. No, no, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free. Oh, I'm staying. And you, you're gonna love me. Oh, you're gonna love me.
What's up, players and playettes? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, broadcasting live here from Flaw Scandalous, California. I think y'all want some more of this Dream Girls. Hold on, don't. I think y'all want some more of this. Eat your heart out, Jennifer Hudson.
Share the same blood.
You better sing that song, boy.
Both have the same mind.
Take them to church.
And time we have so much to share.
Take them to church.
No, no, I'm not waking up tomorrow morning.
Put some stank on it.
Just nobody there. No, no, there's no way.
Put some stank on
no,
it.
No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you.
Better sing that song, boy.
You see, there's no way. There's no way. Tear down the mountains, yell, scream, and shout.
Right,
you can
enough,
say what
enough,
you want.
Enough. What's up, everybody? Okay, I had to break it down for y'all real quick. All right, it's the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Like I said, welcome to the show, everybody. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. Also, UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com or OfficialUPA.com. That's where you can chop up game with other players such as yourself. Glad to have everybody tuning back in. Shit, let me bump this Frankie Beverly. Shit.
You stood right beside me.
Bitch, I'm going straight from the survival slow.
Anyway, all right. I digress. I'm getting into the groove. That Frankie Beverly is a monster. Anyway, on today's show, I'm going to read listeners' emails and answer them like I periodically do. That was something somebody sent me today. Somebody emailed me this YouTube clip that I saw today. It was funny, but it was kind of sad at the same time. And I'm going to post the YouTube video up on my message board at officialupa.com, unitedplayersofamerica.com. Go to the current events section on UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com and check out this video that I'm going to post up from YouTube. It's a video of a little boy. It has to be between the ages of 5 and 7. No older than 7. He's around 5, 6, or 7. And it's a video of a little boy singing a Beyonce song. He's singing Irreplaceable. And the little boy is dancing around like a little queen. And it's funny at first. At first, you know, you look at it, it's funny as shit. But after you look at it, man, and you watch it, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to see our little black boys being turned into bitches right before our eyes. Because this little boy was sashaying around like a little bitch. And it just shows, man, how we need more father figures in the black community, man. We need, and not just in the black community, in general, man. We just need domineering male figures. And this just reiterates that. I mean, the way this little boy is sashaying around, you can tell there's no male figure anywhere in this little boy's vicinity. And that's kind of sad. Now, this isn't a knock on gay people. If you're an adult you just knock yourself out with dicks. That's cool. But when you're a kid and you have people programming you into doing little bitch shit and you're a boy, there's a problem with that. He should be doing little boy shit. He shouldn't be sashaying around talking about to the left, to the left. I just found that very disturbing. I want you guys to check out the video too. I mean, am I overreacting? I don't think I am, but you have to see it for yourself. It's funny and sad. Hold on, this is my part right here. Shit. Bring that shit, Frankie. There you go. Sing it, Frankie.
I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you think.
I had to remix that for a minute. My bad. I digress. That Frankie Beverly called me. I had to groove on that for 1 minute. Had to get old school on y'all niggas for 1 minute. But anyway, if you guys want to see that video, go to UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. Go to the current event section on the message board, and you'll see the link. Let's get into some of these emails. Let me see, which one can I go to first? I got an email from Egyptian Pharaoh. What's up, Egyptian Pharaoh? He's one of the regulars on the MySpace blog and the United Players of America blog. He sent an email asking me about Tila Tequila. He wanted to know, what's my opinion about her? Does she seem like an attention whore? Because she's getting a lot of press. She's getting a lot of pub. For those who don't know, Tila Tequila, she's this MySpace chick. I think she has the most friends on MySpace. She's like this Asian chick. She has a strange look, but she's been around for a minute. She's just your basic internet attention whore, you know. And she's parlaying it until as much as she can. She's doing as much as she can with it. I don't knock her hustle. She's doing her thing. Now, Egyptian Pharaoh went on to ask, he said, a topic that I would love to hear on your show, Tariq, would be about women putting on a front. A female pretends to be something that she's not. What's your opinion on that? A perfect example of this would be Kim Kardashian. For those who don't know, Kim Kardashian, she's this socialite. She's one of those Paris Hilton types. She was in the news recently because she has a sex tape out with Ray J. The email goes on to say, this chick was with Nick Cannon. Nick seemed happy as hell when he was with this broad, taking pictures with her and shit, until the Ray J sex tape leaked out. She was in Complex magazine saying that there was no sex tape and she wouldn't do anything like that. But as we all know, it turned out there was a sex tape. It seems that women like this would go through great lengths to hide their hoish ways. Why are women like that? Well, the thing is, in our society, hoish behavior is kind of looked down upon, but every woman engages in it damn near. A lot of women would engage in more hoish behavior if the negative stigma was removed. Let me give you an example. Like, a lot of women play the goody two-shoes role and all that, but they do justifiable hoeing. For example, during Halloween, you notice how women dress up in hoish-ass outfits? In Halloween, women dress up as maids, bunnies. Some of them just dress up as prostitutes. They dress up as call girls. Because during Halloween, the stigma is gone. It's okay to be a hoe. Got it? A lot of women would be hoes if the negative stigma wasn't there. That's why women go to events and they go to locations where the stigma is not there. Like spring break. In spring break, everybody's walking around in bikinis. Everybody's semi-nude. Everybody's flashing breasts. Women like shit like that. They get all that extra attention. And you notice a lot of women who like to go to Jamaican clubs. That's another thing. You got to watch for women who like that, because in Jamaican clubs, that's an excuse to act and dance hoish. that's an excuse to pop their ass and dance like a stripper because they can front like it's a cultural thing. They're being cultural. You dig what I'm saying? So a lot of women engage in hoish behavior once the negative stigma is removed. So don't trip on that. Like I said, every man has player in him. Every woman has hoe in her. It just depends on how much hoeing she got in her. Anyway, let's go to another email. I got an email from a brother named Mike. What's up, Big Money Mike? Mike asked me, Tariq, do you ever get nervous before doing a public speech or a seminar? I really don't get nervous. I get that good energy, and it gives me the jitters sometimes, but I don't get nervous. And he goes on to ask, I think that Mike is a public speaker himself, or he's trying to get into public speaking. He wants to know how to get rid of the nervousness because he gets very nervous before he has to speak in front of a public crowd, a big crowd. Now, if you want to speak in front of a crowd, you just got to make sure your game is crisp. You got to be 100% prepared with your game. I don't really get nervous about messing up or anything like that because I know what I'm about to spit is going to be 100%. I know that my game is going to be trump tight. I know that I'm very prepared. And plus, I know that I'm going to be myself. So that relaxes me. I'm not putting on a front. When you have to put on a front and you feel like you're going to bullshit people, that's when you get really nervous because you're worried about people finding you out. But I never get really nervous. People have seen some of my lectures online, and they've seen videotapes of me speaking, and they say that I seem like I'm at ease, and I am. I'm not nervous. I'm spitting from the goddamn survival scrolls. So I know what I'm saying is some true shit. So I challenge anybody to it. So I have no problem with it. I'm very comfortable with the game that I spit. Only time I got nervous, I think I got nervous one time. I did a lecture at like a women's expo, and it was like 16,000 people there. That shit was like a coliseum, man. It was like packed. I felt like Lionel Richie in that bitch. And it was all women. And I was a little nervous because some of the other speakers before me were on that brown nosing shit. You know, they were on that shit like, oh, the sisters are beautiful. That, you know, that type shit. I was going behind a lot of brown nosing speakers. So I was kind of nervous because I hadn't felt the crowd out yet. I'm like, if I come out here with some real true ass talk, are they going to accept it? I was a little nervous because of that, because I'm like, all this simping and brown nosing, I'm going to be a bitter pill to swallow after all that shit, but I'm going to still be myself. So I was like, if they accept it, cool. If not, cool. So I went out there, I did my thing, and they loved it. They absolutely loved it. So that's my answer to that. Just be true to your game, and you shouldn't have a problem. The nervousness is not going to bother you. And I got another email from a lady, and she wants to know, Tariq, what are your main turnoffs from a woman? Very good question. And I'm going to keep her name anonymous. I don't think she wanted me to use her name. The thing that turns me off from a woman, me personally, is a woman who tries to be domineering. That's a very, very big turnoff. I like submissive women. And submissive doesn't mean doormat or weak. I just like a woman to play her position. Now, I know some guys are used to domineering women, and a lot of women, especially black women, thinks that the word is submissive is synonymous with weakness. Like, if you say, yeah, I need a woman who's submissive, they say some shit like, I ain't gonna let niggas walk all over me, and that's too much of an extreme. Nobody's saying that. Just like a man who says he's gonna be a domineering factor in a relationship, that don't mean he's gonna be Ike Turnering your ass all day. That means that he's going to be the head of the household. I like a woman who's submissive. I don't like all that sassy shit. I don't like a mouthy woman. All that shit is a turnoff to me, major. Woman running her mouth all the time, that's a turnoff. Another thing that's a turnoff is fucked up feet. Anybody who knows me, they know I don't like women with fucked up feet. I'm into very feminine, dainty looking feet. Now, I know some women can't help their feet, but that's what I like. I like women with cute, feminine, dainty, well taken care of feet. I know some cats don't give a shit. I had one girl years ago. Beautiful girl. Absolutely gorgeous. She was real tall. And you know them tall girls, man. This girl was like 5'11". And that's the thing. I like tall women. But the catch 22 is a lot of tall women have big ass feet. Now, I have dated some tall women who had like size 7, size 8 feet. I kind of lucked out on that. But generally, man, a lot of tall women be having some bitch kickers. And I had one woman, man, about 7 years ago, pretty ass girl. She's like 5'11", and she looked like Vanessa Williams. But the bitch feet looked like Billy Dee Williams. And I couldn't work it out with her. I just couldn't get over them big ass planks dangling over the bed. I couldn't get over that. But I digress. I'm going to read another email from a gentleman. And I'm not going to use his name. Got this from MySpace. He says, Tariq, I got a story for you. My girl of 17 years left me for another nigga. 17 years is a long ass time, man. That's a long time, player. And according to this brother's MySpace page, he's like 35. So this dude has been with this chick all of his adult life. Anyway, the email goes on to say, that's cool, I keep it pushing. The twist is that she left me with our 3 kids. Damn. Anyway, the email goes on to say, she brought that cat to my crib to move her shit out. Now, you know I stumped the shit out that nigga. Then I told him to continue moving her shit and don't scratch up my floor. And he did like a good little bitch ass nigga. Now, that I don't know about. You shouldn't have jumped on the dude. I know your anger and all that, bro, but it's always the woman. It's not the dude, man. He ain't got nothing. He's just doing what he can. You know, you take all that out on the woman, man, because if it ain't the dude, because she's going to go to dude to dude to dude. If she wants to go out there and fuck with another nigga, she's going to fuck with another nigga, regardless. Anyway, the email goes on to say, when my wife turned, well, my girlfriend, I don't think they were married, because he keeps referring to her as his girl or his woman. Anyway, when she turned 35, she did a 360, and I don't know this girl anymore. It's funny that she replaced a nigga like me with a buster. I can't lie, I'm affected by the split myself because the money is kind of funny. Anyway, the other day she came here and sat at my PC. I find her texting that nigga. Well, I wasn't too faded by that, but I did check her for the disrespect. Then I spit on her. Okay. She has put me and the kids through hell, and I got fed up. I'm a Mac myself, and it's not Mac-ish to hit these hoes, but when I spit on her, that was like the ultimate fuck you. It felt so good. I want to know, how can you be with somebody for so long and then change like that? It's like she went backwards. Also, she went out and got a tongue ring. She got her tongue pierced at the age of 35. Boy, I can go on and on and on, but as you say, I got to charge that shit to the game. What's your opinion on that? So basically, this guy, he was with this woman for 17 years. She started fucking with the next dude. She is basically going through her midlife hoochie stage. People always talk about how men go through a midlife crisis. Women go through a midlife hoochie stage. always say when you don't complete something, you will always repeat it. Now, this woman did not complete her hoochie stage. Just like all men have to go through a player stage, all women have to go through a hoochie stage. I've talked about this several times. You have to go through it. Every man has to go through a point in his life where he can just bang as many women as possible. Women have to go through a point in life where they got to go out there and get attention from all types of niggas. They got to go out there and slut it up a little bit. Every woman goes through this. They have to get it out of their system. The thing is, since you've been with this woman for 17 years, you guys have had kids, she didn't have a chance to go through her stage. Now, brother who sent the email, I don't know if you went through your player stage during the relationship. We didn't get into that. But she definitely did not get to go through her hoochie stage if she's been with you for 17 years and she got 3 kids. Women have to go through that stage. That's why fellas trying to snatch women up at a young age and knock them up and all that, that's just going to prolong the hoochie stage. That's why I always say it's best to get with women around the age of 23. Because the hoochie stage is from like 17 to 22. Once women get all that hoochie shit out of their system, that's when they say, okay, you know what? I need to step my game up. Let me start dealing with quality guys. Let me really get my life together. I've been there, done that. So that's what happened in your situation, bro. Your lady just had to go through that hoochie stage. She's been locked down. And it's been on some passive-aggressive shit. A lot of women will just keep their mouths shut, and then at the last minute, man, they just flip the fuck out. They just turn into a whole different person. All that's been bottled up for a long time. That's been in that woman for years. She's taken out of years of frustration and years of hoeing. I know a lot of women like this, man. I have a lady friend. She's like, I think she's about 35. And she was like, you know, in a long relationship with 3 kids. She divorced her husband. This woman started fucking everything in sight. Not me. I didn't want to bang her. I don't, you know, y'all know how I feel about women over 30. But she was banging everything in sight. Had to get out of her system. And I understand your situation, bro. You got 3 kids in the mix, so it's like you got to start over, man. But shit, you got to do what you got to do, man. Yeah, 17 years is a long time, but yeah, you can't cry over spilled milk, man. You know, life goes on. You got your kids, man, so you got to keep on pushing. Just realize that woman's decision really had nothing to do with you. That's all in her. Has nothing to do with you whatsoever. A lot of guys think, well, damn, what could I have done differently? What could I have done to keep her? Man, if a woman wants to get out there and start hoeing, like the players say, there's nothing you can do. She's going to get her hoe on. There's nothing you can do. But charge that shit to the game and just keep on moving and realize that you are still in demand as a guy. And keep your confidence level up and keep your money stacked. Got it? Anyway, everybody, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget, everybody, check out that link of the little queen-ass boy dancing to Irreplaceable. And don't forget to check out maclessons.com to get the Mac Lessons DVD. I'm going to announce in a few days the next special show that I have coming up. And I'll holler at you cats tomorrow. Peace.